listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I always start my show this way, Accent On, with Ilona Europa, John Johnson, Dr. DJ Verrett, Stephanie Mack, and our guest, Stephanie.
Hello, it's John.
John.
Yes.
John, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Then I need to start all over, I think, the introduction, because we have... LA, we have Maui today, we have Dallas calling to us, and it's just, I don't know, I feel overwhelmed by happiness. Hi, John.
Hello.
Then we have John Johnson with us, we have Dr. DJ Everett also from Dallas, we have in LA our star, our celebrity, our TV host, our radio host, our gorgeous, gorgeous lady who... I am with her in a beautiful book, Secrets of Self-Starters by Dr. Julie Miller. And we have our little bit, we have little story about our lives in this book. And she's a gorgeous woman. I hope a lot of people saw on Facebook her picture. And obviously, she's very known, a DJ on a radio too. I don't want to talk yet because I know when she opens her mouth, she will take over my show. And I'm scared of her. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to be here with you, Ilona. And I love your song. I want to take it home and play it every day.
Special
on
for
my,
you.
On my car.
Okay, I know you will. And it's like four different versions. Sun is going down in LA. And what can I say? I have also Stephanie Mack with me. Without her, Accent On will be not the same. She's my English brain, like I always say, when I don't know what to say in English. She's giving me the words that I'm supposed to say. And obviously, she's also our engineer, and she's an aspiring actor. And I know, eventually, we'll see her on a big screen. Yes, I will make you a star.
Now, Ilona, yes. now, if she's your English brain, so what am I? What do you call me?
You are my soulmate. You are John Johnson, and... How I will say, you are the friend that I always wished I have.
He's your English inspiration. There you go. Thank you, music.
I will say I am John Johnson inspiration. I like that more. What about that song?
Ilona, is that the guy you told me he's super cute?
Yes, he's gorgeous, and he dresses.
I'm so good looking. I wish you could see me, because I'm really good looking, and you're missing out right now, I'm telling you.
I am really...
The John Johnson fan page on Facebook.
I actually said to Ilona that I actually went out with a guy named exactly like you, John Johnson. So I just wanted to make sure it's not the same.
Well, I hope he gave my name a good... I hope he gave my namesake a good opinion.
No, I hope so.
I'm sure.
John, I'm so sorry. You're supposed to be today with us live in the studio, and
yes.
I know you couldn't make it. Also, we have Scott Lipfried. We are missing him so much from the show, but he's coming back to say hi to all of us, and especially to Stephanie, because they will be talking about avocado and salsa.
Yes.
And
salsa. You're amazing. Stephanie's amazing. Like, I just, all the things that you do, I don't know how do you do time management to keep track of all those things?
I have no idea. I have no idea how I live my
life.
Coffee is constant. I will say... I don't know. I'm so stressed out right now, not because of the good things that happen in my life, because of bad things that happen in my life, that I think I'm bringing right now even more, you know, busy things to just forget about what really hurts me deeply inside. But people don't want to hear about it because we have good things to talk about. Okay, John Johnson, I think we need to start from How to Live a Beautiful Life by John Johnson.
Hello, everybody. This is John Johnson for another edition of Firefly, Igniting the Soul. And you're listening to us right here on Accent on LA Talk Radio's hit show. Today, we're going to talk about learning how to break out of your limitations and live a beautiful life. You know, when you grow up, you tend to get told the world's a certain way and that your life is just to be about how to live inside that limited world. You know, try not to smack into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family, have a little fun, save a little money. But that's a very limited life, because life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up of people that were no smarter or any more special than you are, and you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own world of your choosing. You can create the beautiful life that you deserve. And once you learn that, you'll never ever be the same again. Now, I admit I have a beautiful life, and I don't mean to brag, but I love the life I have, and there's no other life I'd rather live. But that wasn't always my truth. Years ago, I didn't think I would one day have a beautiful life. I had a terrible attitude, a soul-sucking job that I hated, and I pursued things that would sometimes leave me feeling kind of empty. And it took me a long time and a lot of work to get to where I am. And today, like everyone, I have my own struggles. I have personal deficits that I'm aware need fine-tuning or major overhaul, depending on who you talk to. But overall, life is beautiful. I would imagine that many of you who are listening today are already living a beautiful life, and that you have your own formula for getting there. But for those who are curious, here are three of my key steps to a beautiful life. 1, know thyself. It sounds simple, but in reality, it's challenging to do. It requires focused introspection, which for some of us who maybe have built up layers of denial about ourselves, can be difficult. So I would recommend that you find a close friend who you can share a different view from outside of yourself, you know, someone that you trust and whose opinions you respect. 2, define what beautiful life means to you. So let's assume we all know it's not material things that will lead us to a beautiful life. So this is the part where you get to ask yourself things like, what's missing in your life? Is it love? Is it happiness? You know, what am I filling the time with that I'd rather replace it with something else? What's preventing me from taking action? Is it fear? Do I think I don't deserve to have a beautiful life? Which leads to 3. Start working toward living a beautiful life. Think about ways to attain what's missing or to eliminate what's unnecessary. And adventures are exhilarating, and if you commit to this step, you will no doubt feel how exciting life can be. Because in the end, for me, life isn't about days or years, but rather it's what you do with the time and with all the goodness that's inside of you. Now, go make a beautiful life, the kind of life that you deserve. For more of my thoughts or to share your beautiful life with all of our listeners, visit the John Johnson Official fan page on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter at JohnsCat, JonsCat. For Firefly, this is John Johnson. Start living your beautiful life like the dreams you have are real. Now back to the studio with a woman who knows how to make a beautiful life, Ilona Europa.
Thank you, John. I rethink every day. I'm trying to make my life prettier and nicer and happier. And I never ever am focusing on the sad part of my life. I always think I can always improve something in my life. And when I wake up and my two dogs lick my face, I already know that life is the most beautiful that can be, and nothing can make this worse. Okay, thank you, John Johnson, for your beautiful Firefly again. And I know you have 500,000 of people coming monthly to your official website.
Oh, I just got the number. So this month we had 574,000 people came to my Facebook page. So this is crazy.
500,000 of people in 4 months are entering every day and watching and reading your beautiful thoughts. And I'm just so happy to have you with us, and so happy that you are growing with Accent On. And we
I'm so glad that Stephanie's here and everybody's on the show, and DJ. And
thank you. I'm starting to follow you on Twitter right now.
Oh, she's already doing this magic with her phone. Okay.
Stephanie, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got into the business, and I'd love to know how you kind of got to where you are. How'd you get into doing TV and all the other projects that you're working on?
Well, really, it's a long story, but the bottom line is that I wanted to be a doctor because my dad was a doctor. But then I realized one of the things you said on your thought, that whenever you decide to become something for your whole life, you have to realize that you want to be doing it for the rest of your life. So I found my passion, and I said I wanted to do something that had to do with TV, but I didn't want to look like the dumb girl on TV. So I decided to study journalism in Mexico. So when I was a little girl, I used to watch CNN and Hindi News, and I used to watch all those channels, and I wanted to be one of the reporters. So that's why I started, studying communications, and I wanted to be a reporter. But then they said I wanted to be a TV reporter, And then someone said, you should try radio. And I'm like, really? So I went to an audition in Mexico where I'm from. And it's been 11 years that I've been doing radio for a long time. In Spanish.
Well, that's so funny because, you kind of went on the same path that Oprah Winfrey went on, right? My old boss, she, she started out and didn't know what she wanted to do, but she got the gig on radio, and then that led to her, eventually, right, getting into TV. But hers wasn't really, yours was planned, though. I mean, you've known all along that you wanted to do something in media.
Yeah, for sure. And I do not regret being, maybe the first 6 months when I was in the university, and I saw all these medicine students, and I'm like, am I at the right path?
No.
My mom was unhappy because in Mexico, John, I don't know, but in Mexico, who studied my career, they would call MMC. Do you know Spanish?
Yes.
MMC is Mientras Me Caso. That means in English, while I get married. So all the girls that went into these careers were just to pretend they went to school, to university, but really did not become successful. So my goal was to be a little bit successful, at least, to make my mom and my dad proud. And then, at the end, like 5 years ago, I started locally in San Diego doing news. So that's the way I started on TV, and I'm not.
But that's so amazing, because I find it interesting. You know, what drives you to be so successful? I mean, there's something in you that it's a spark, it's a soul spark or something that drives you to be not just successful, but really successful, because you picked the hardest business to work in to be successful.
Unfortunately.
Right?
I just say that if I feel butterflies in my stomach when I'm doing something, or when I'm about to open the mic, or when I'm about to go on air on TV, then it's something I'm enjoying it, even though it comes with stress and ratings and bosses.
I love that.
So I always say,
if
I feel butterflies, you could ask, an artist of Beyonce, of Mariah. Every time they go on stage, they say if you just
feel
leave
nothing,
those butterflies, if they go away, then you're not on the right track, I think.
I agree. And, and again, I think helps to look how you look. And I, again, hope that one day Accent On will be the TV show. And obvious, Stephanie will be with us, because I know she's so gorgeous, so elegant, and so
You are. You're beautiful. The camera loves you. You're so beautiful.
No,
she is a gorgeous girl.
But the good thing, Ilona, about doing radio is that you don't have to put the makeup on and do the hair. When you are on TV, you have to do all the more.
Isn't that fun though? Come on, it's fun to dress up and be in the makeup chair and
I know she's doing this anyway, because I see thousands of her pictures and none of her radio show. She always looks so beautifully and put together. I think you respect your
profession. I need a makeup artist to fix me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because when you do East Coast, you're here in LA and you have to be ready at 8 o'clock for over there. You have to be ready on camera at 5 a.m. So it's like I had to wake up at 2 to be at the studio. It's fun.
So I have a question. So keeping those kind of hours, it must be like really hard to date people when you are like going to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to get up at 3 in the in the morning. So how do you handle that? How do you do you have a busy dating life?
I do have a boyfriend, and I had to find someone that totally could understand my lifestyle. So he's in the industry. If not, it's really hard. And more when, you know, guys, you know, see that people follow you or they just say hi to you in the streets, they kind of get insecure. So it is hard while you're dating. Now I have a partner and he's so nice and he believes in my work and my talent. So that's important. You have to find someone that believes in you, and maybe it's in the industry in a way.
Yes. So do you have a plan for your – I'm sorry, DJ, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just – I mean, your English is so – It's perfect.
It's
without
like
very
mine.
Minimal accent. How long have you been in the U.S.? Because you said you were born and raised in Mexico, correct?
Yes, I've been in the U.S. for 11 years. I think it's almost 11 years. I was in Fresno. I started my career in Fresno.
Then tiny little place.
I know everybody's like, why Fresno? But actually, I do Hispanic. I do Spanish. So that was the right place to be to learn my audience. And then I went to San Diego and now L.A. So, but it's been 10 years, and I appreciate, thank you for that. Well, my dad, it's actually, he was born in New York. So I have, that's why I could work in the U.S. I'm very blessed because of that. And I used to watch Disney when I was a little girl.
Oh, my God.
But I do have to practice more. I think my brother, who's younger, he has a better, like, he doesn't have an accent at all, Constantine
is gorgeous, and he has tiny accent, and he has amazing teeth. He's just so talented. And really, how I met you is because I met Constantine. Constantine is very talented. Yeah. He is working with, you explain what your brother is doing.
He's a creative designer for an agency, which does movies, so he does great things, and he's very talented.
Oh, well, your whole family seems to be creative. And overachievers, almost. I mean,
well, my dad was a doctor, but...
And you know what was amazing? One day, Constantine, I didn't know Constantine, but he just wrote me on MySpace, how many years ago it was.
Yes.
And he just said, I was in Abercrombie and Fitch, and I just listened to the Live Forever song, and I just liked the song, and I went to the desk and said, who is singing? And they told me a lady named Ilona Europa. Then I went to all of this trouble, found you on MySpace, and I loved it, what I saw that. And he asked me straight, can I make your next single? Cover for your next single.
Yes.
And you know what? Of course.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And we become.
I love that. See, that's a great lesson for people to learn, is that sometimes you just gotta not be afraid to ask for what you want, because you might just get it.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Wayne Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
You know,
my boyfriend, who has a lot of career in the industry, he always said, I don't know how to say it in English correctly, but it was like, if you already have the no, you should go for it. You already have the no, so you might get a yes. So you just go and knock on the door. But a lot of people are afraid to do that.
No, not us. Not us, Stephanie. Not us, Stephanie. Not us, Ilona Europa. And we have another wonderful gentleman. His name is Eddie. He said he's a little shy, but he is like left or right hand, or the gentleman who take care of the Facebook stuff and just social media for Stephanie. And I think we appreciate somebody like you, that you can really help Stephanie, you know, to just get closer to her audience.
Oh.
Yes. Hi, can you say hi to us?
Just say hi.
Yes.
Hi, how's everybody?
Good. Welcome to Accent On. Thanks for coming.
Yes, and we'll be talking to Dr. DJ Barrett about flu, and I think Eddie will be having some questions. Anyway, coming back to Stephanie. Stephanie, radio. But now, one day you just woke up and you are the star of morning shows. How does this happen?
On TV?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I got the opportunity. One day they did a casting with all the radio DJs at work, and they needed 3 DJs from the nation to become part of this reality show. You know, reality shows are all over. And this was a kind of a, like American Idol, but for Spanish market, like in 2009. So somehow they already got the 2 guys, one from Texas, one from Miami, and they wanted someone from the West Coast. So I guess the news director liked the way I looked on camera, or she just liked something from me. So they decided to give me an opportunity to go national. So I was in this show called Viva el Sueño, which I was judging new artists.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was hard because, you know,
And that was on radio?
No, this was on TV.
Oh, okay.
This was on TV.
It was on Univision.
2009.
Yeah, on Univision on 2009. So really, that was for me the breakout, meaning that people from all over, not just LA or San Diego where I've been or Fresno, got to a chance to know me.
You were mean to the
No, I was a nice one. I couldn't be the mean one. But everybody was fighting to be the mean guy, so I was a nice one.
Do you think you discovered some big star or somebody that till this day is still
working?
Yes,
actually one of the artists is nominated for Latin Grammys this year. So
wow. Yeah.
Oh, and
wow.
She started when you were judging?
Yes. Actually, she was not first place. She was second. So, no, there was very talented people. But for me, was
Stephanie, do you sing too? I mean, you seem to do everything.
Yes. And that was another thing that not finished. Because Constantine came to me like 5 years ago and he said, I have this gorgeous sister. She has amazing voice. She just refuses to sing and record something. And he wrote Spanish lyrics to one of my songs. And I think it's Easy Come, Easy Go. I don't want to say, but
I love that song.
And we wanted Stephanie to record this one. And I still believe that one day, come to my home studio.
Yeah, we could.
I will do demo because
I have to be there when you do it because that's my favorite song. And I want to get Demi Lovato there too.
Let's get a party going on.
Let's get it. We can we can make this song.
Can you picture you and Demi Lovato and Stephanie all singing and do a trio together?
We'll that would be awesome.
I think why not? We will do it. Okay, Demi, you hear us. We are here and we are ready for threesome. Oh, that sounds funny.
Yeah.
Vocal no. threesome. Anyway. Okay, Stephanie, coming back to TV, radio, commercials. You are having a lot of commercials also. And can you tell me a little bit about them? How you're getting a job?
Well,
it's so hard to get the job in it.
I think radio has been like my bread. How do you say that?
Bread and butter?
Your bread and butter.
I eat from radio. Really, TV is just like for fun and... And it hasn't been like, because after this show that I was in, which I didn't finish, I got an opportunity to do weekly segments on Despierta America, which is like the Today Show.
Yeah.
But it's all, everything's from LA, or when one of the anchors gets sick, they invite me to go over there and do it from Miami. So I don't have a full time with them.
Yeah.
So with radio, it's my everyday. And really, the way we make money as DJs, is doing commercials and doing endorsements and promoting, a dentist or a plastic surgeon or.
Oh.
And that's the way we work. And that's because if you now I think it over and then I'm like, I think this was the best idea. If I was a newscaster, I couldn't do anything.
Of course.
You can't go on a commercial. You would know this, John. You can't, make a commercial for Crest, like Ellen DeGeneres, the cover girl. You would have to do other things.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Serious. But, you are doing them. And can you, I think you had one or two on TV. I saw you on TV.
We did a gas station for a whole year at Chevron.
Chevron,
we did online and radio and TV for like 10 markets. It was a big deal. Talking to them to do next year. Of
That's
course,
great.
This is
I could picture you, Steph, I could picture you totally doing telenovelas because you're so beautiful. Who's the guy that was on Dancing with the Stars last?
William Levy.
Oh my God.
She knows right away.
Yeah, he's Cuban. He's Cuban, and he's so gorgeous. But I have to say.
He had so many Spanish and Latin women voting for him. It's such a huge demographic, right?
But you know what? When I saw him in person, I couldn't date a guy like that.
Too pretty.
Intimidating. No. He's just like unreal.
Oh,
he's
God.
So handsome. He's unreal. Like you think you want to touch him anymore.
Oh my God. That's what people. That's what we have something in common. Oh my God.
Yes, John.
You do.
You are gorgeous, and DJ is gorgeous too. Because you know what? Not only he is gorgeous, but he also makes ladies looking gorgeous. And like I say, I cannot wait one day to visit Dr. DJ Verrett in his place and just make a little nip and tuck.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
you
bit.
You don't need
just,
anything alone.
Just a little
and
bit.
Stephanie definitely doesn't. She could be a plastic surgery model without anything.
Yes, it's true. And I wish
John,
you
okay,
see...
you have to send me your address. I'm going to send you a big check.
Oh, okay.
Your nice comments. Thank you.
But... You're so sweet. Well, here's the thing. I really admire women who aren't afraid to push beyond the boundaries, right, and really go after their dreams. And I think that in this industry that you've chosen to go into, you know, it's so hard, right? There's so much rejection and there's so much competition. So you sort of have to have a special something, a special spark, right, that just keeps you going, moving forward. So I'm just curious, what do you think it is in you that makes you want to be so successful, and you pick the hardest kind of medium to do it in? Why is that?
I really think I just love what I do. And my dad, before he passed away 6 years ago, he always said, you know, whatever you choose to be or to do, just try to be the best you can at it. So I've just tried to be as good, as better. And if, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit ambitious, but I say, if I'm in San Diego, what's the bigger market? LA. So I try to go to LA and I want to be successful in LA. Now in TV, you know, for Hispanics is Miami. So that would be like
wow.
My next step. But now for me, more than Miami, for me, it's just like as a, you know, Hispanic, Latina. Well, half Greek, half American, half Mexican. So I don't know what I am. Definitely
God.
Would like to cross over, which is hard.
God, you are fearless. Girl, you are fearless. Well, you know, Katie Couric, right? She came out of Miami, right?
Yeah.
So. I think it's just, you know, you're on the right path, right? I mean, you know, once you get that, you get a network news gig, right, that just, you know, will take you to the next level. But you really seem to have, like, I think a lot of people get in this industry just are kind of bouncing around, but you really seem to have a focus. Like, you really seem to understand what you want and you know how to go after it, almost like with unyielding focus, right?
But unfortunately, what I think in my part, it has like a little bit of, not a problem, but when the Hispanic, like for you guys in the general market, how many stations or channels
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Hispanic, is you're in Univision, which where I am, and they've given me like more of 8 years of all the successful career I've had. But if I'm not in Univision, I'm in Telemundo. And
yeah.
then there's
small.
It's a little bit more limited market.
So that's what
but
I wanted to say. It's more limited.
On mm-hmm. is focusing on
okay.
people like us and tells that we can cross over any moment in life when we decide to. And I think time is right now. And I need to also mention that you got a few nice awards and some type of little tiny Emmy or something. Can you explain me when this happened?
Actually, that prize or that award was really not something that I was looking for because, you know, my career has been more in radio. But when I was down in San Diego and I started doing TV, local TV, one of the reporters was like, you know, I'm doing something for Sweeps. So I'm doing a story about how people...
So let's explain what Sweeps is to our audience. You might not know what Sweeps is. But
you could say that,
so,
John.
So Sweeps is really there's certain quarters of every fall and spring where it's called Sweeps period, and this is where TV shows and radio shows, they bring out their best guests, their best shows, because they're vying for marketing dollars. And so the more people that are Nelson Arbitron who are watching the show or listening to a radio station, the more numbers that you get, the more you can charge for advertising. So usually those Sweeps period are usually where most of the Emmy shows come out of, because they're usually their best shows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they only take those ratings during that period of time, right?
That's correct.
And then they use them to sell. So it's a very important time for the industry or for TV.
But you got it. You got an Emmy.
So I have two Emmys.
Hello.
And it was because I was part of this story,
yeah.
which is, you know, how people perceive you when you're ugly and when you're pretty, which I think in general market they did a lot of stories like that.
Oh, we can say morning and night. You know, how you look at
yeah,
morning,
how are you look in the morning? So they made me look ugly. It was hard, but no, I'm just kidding. They really didn't put, like, not
did they put you in a fat suit?
A bad suit, and then they put me.
No. Yeah, bad suit.
Unfortunately, I didn't need one. I just wore a big sweater and sneakers. I really looked terrible. They make just my eyebrows like together and just yeah. like no makeup and maybe look like dusty. So I went to the streets of San Diego and I had books with me, and then I would drop them in front of City Hall and I'll see how people react. And then the other one was to go to Hooters and ask for a job. So I went as a dusty girl, ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they prepped me like if I was going to an award, and they put me all pretty with a tight dress, black, you know, like all sexy, like 5 hours later, and I did exactly the same thing. So it was like a social experiment. So we got the Emmys because of the story, which
was and what was the result of the experiment?
Well, definitely that, you know, image has a lot to do with, you know, how people react to you. Like when I was dusty and I was kind of looking ugly, people would stare at me like if I was someone weird. And this pretty, everybody stare at you. I mean, the girls were like looking.
Yeah.
And in Hooters, the manager actually talked to me in both times. But in one time, he just took my... he set me down when I looked pretty, and he kind of interviewed me. And when I went ugly, he didn't. He said, "Oh, we don't have any positions available, but call you if we need you." So it was pretty. It was pretty exhausting. I really didn't think we were gonna get an Emmy, and we got it. And one was for performance in a story.
Congratulations, baby.
That's amazing. That's really wow. Because those are a lot of competition for those Emmys.
So I got awards for TV, and I haven't got any for radio.
Also, when I look at you, you are really nice, and you have beautiful body. And I wish gentleman is talking about that, but she really looks great. I know she's very healthy. She eats beautifully. Obviously, I understand you have certain type of culinary talents. I asked you not long ago to send us some favorite recipe from you, and we got one. And I have the guest, I hope, on the line. We'll be calling to Maui right now, and I hope Scott Lipfried from Hell's Kitchen, but first and foremost, celebrity chef. Hopefully, will say hi to all of us. We miss him so much, and we hope to have a long time with Scott before holidays. He will teach us how to do a very good meal, but he wants to say hi to Stephanie and describe his view on avocados and salsa. Hi! We're calling. I tried to say hi already, but we are calling Scott. Let's see if Scott is there. Maui, I think in Maui we have right now 3:30. Let's see. Hello, hello. Scott. Yes, chef. Where are you?
Hello.
Hello, Scott. Ilona Europa. We have John Johnson.
Hi, Scott. Good to talk to you, buddy. Hey, Scott. How are you?
How's everybody doing?
Hi.
Fantastic.
I'm
hungry for some avocados. Wow, is what how I'm doing. I'm
sorry. Yeah, and we have Stephanie, the cheeky baby, and Stephanie is our star for today. And she's a TV host and radio host, and she's a Univision star. And I hope we will both you and her eventually do some cool TV show about how to cook, you know, good Spanish flavored food. And she will teach you how to do her avocados. And
my Mexican guacamole, chiqui guac, but I think he should know better than me.
Okay, okay, Scott, we love you. I know you are in Maui, and I'm sure you have a lot of avocados running around or laying around. They're very fresh and plump. But please, can you tell and talk to Stephanie why you think her recipe maybe will be a little bit different from yours? Stephanie, very fast, how you are using your recipe?
And well, my avocados, my guacamole, it's kind of not like the typical they make in the restaurants. Because one of the things I don't put is tomato. So it's lime, salt, sea salt, that's the avocados, and then it's cucumber and red onion. So basically is that. Oh, and of course, chili. And depends on if you like a lot of chili or no. but I don't put tomato because I've noticed that tomato in the U.S., it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
So then the avocado, el guacamole, it tastes different. So that's the way I like it. And I have to be honest, the people who tried it, which most of them are Mexican, they're like, what did you put in it?
Very delicious.
Very delicious. Okay, Scott, I know every time when I'm coming to your restaurant, I'm just amazed in Santa Barbara, you know, Art Rock, and I'm eating the gorgeous, gorgeous, also avocado and guacamole. I know you are a master. I don't know if you can tell us what you are doing, but I know you have some type of magic that you put into.
Well, here's what Stephanie and I have in common is that as soon as I get a guacamole that's got tomato in it, I'm not eating it.
Oh, my gosh! Woo! I love that!
Well, does guacamole always have cucumbers in it, Scott? I didn't know you could put cucumbers in a guacamole.
No, and that's an interesting ingredient that I had never thought of, but now that I know about it and think of it, I see it being a nice addition as not only a texture, but something that adds an additional light, refreshing, moist type of flavor, something that's got just a hint of refreshness to it, but adds a little bit of moisture and like a water to it. So it would kind of smooth the whole thing out a little bit. cut the fat through the avocados a little bit because they do have quite a bit of fat, but although it's good fat. Outside of that, we speak the same language when it comes to cilantro. We speak the same language when it comes to the lime juice. And for me, what I find really changes the guacamole quite a bit is to zest some of the lime and put the lime zest into the guacamole as well, which is one of the heightens it and gives it that really perfumey and still citrus type of flavor to the guacamole.
But Scott, I think I had some guacamole that you made or something, and you did something to the guacamole that was really interesting, because I don't like guacamole, to be honest with you, but I loved your guacamole because you did something with like there was salt in it or something, and is the way it's mixed or something. Is there a secret to that, or is there that you do something secret that you can't talk about on the radio?
Well, I could talk about it, but I certainly couldn't. It's hard to duplicate anything. But for me, again, it's the fresh cilantro, it's the red onion, it's fresh jalapeno, it's salt. Sea salt is a nice addition on top as a finish, and for me, and not necessarily running through the recipe, but a great addition to it. And then where a lot of people would use a pre-squeezed lime juice, I prefer to use the fresh-squeezed lime juice and the lime zest at the same time. And also a little bit of lemon juice as a counterbalance to the acid. And that's really it. It's that simple. It's just the right amount of everything. Now, that's where it gets tricky.
It sounds simple to you guys who cook, but if I try to make that, how do you take the avocado out of the avocado? Like, there's that big stone thing inside of it, right?
With a spoon, no?
Yeah. The stone thing referred to as the pit is where the fruit comes from. Yes.
Oh yeah. Is it hard to get that out of there?
You know, there's a couple of different ways that are out there, but I get a funny feeling that Stephanie and I share the same technique where you split it in half and carefully slap the top of the pit with a knife. And as long as the avocado's ripe enough, that pit will come right out of the center, and then you just scoop it out with a spoon.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And we have Maui, we have Dallas, and we have L.A., and it's different time zones, but we all are so hungry for avocados and guacamole right now. Scott, I know that you'll be back in 10 days from Maui, and my dream is to put all of us together with John Johnson, who will be in L.A. for probably 8 or 10 days also, starting from middle of the week, and Stephanie, because I still believe that it's some amazing cooking show, that morning show for, you know, Univision, or it's just needed and needs you there badly. I am not sure if you're speaking Spanish. I don't think so, but can you? A little?
Un poquito.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Okay, you don't speak Spanish, Scott?
We're still there? Okay, pasa?
Que pasa? Yes, you are hired. You are hired. We know you can speak Spanish. That's perfect. I know. Then we love you, Scott, and we'll be having you hopefully before the holidays, and you will give us the perfect advice how to make a great holiday meal, and whatever this meal will be your choice. And for right now, you can come back and cook your genius stuff for anybody in Maui. And like I say, we love you. Thank you for sharing this few minutes with us. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye.
Bye, Scott. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. You bet, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, so Stephanie, so, you know, I was just thinking about that. You don't see a lot of cooking shows on Spanish TV. You don't see that. I don't see a lot of that.
Not as many as in, you know, general market, but there's a couple. There's just one or two, and they're the two same girls, and you see the same four people doing all the shows. But there's a couple of the celebrity chefs, and I've noticed, and I should start cooking now.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen like a lot of brands, like I could say the McDonald's, Miller Lite, they're hiring these celebrities,
celebrity
chefs, and
you're
getting
the
these endorsements like really big.
Absolutely. This is why I feel that something's there. First, you both are gorgeous. You know, Scott is just amazing looking man, and, you know, just very amazing.
Well, but he's a professional chef.
He's a professional, but obviously one of the most watched sous chef in the world. And obviously, you are running the morning shows. You are queen of the morning shows, I think, and you are gorgeous. Something is there, and I like to matchmake people. I'm the matchmaker in heaven, I hope. And John Johnson, we know something about it. And then, you know, with this tone, I would love to little bit maybe go back to Dr. DJ Verrett and talk about something little more serious, like, we have avocados, we have vitamins, we all are getting sick, and now we have flu season, and we do not know what to do with this flu season. And I know that Stephanie Mack had a real big problem when she got her flu shot, and she cannot wait to ask you a question, what's happened to her. Can we start to talk a little bit seriously?
DJ, are you there? Have we lost you? I think we've lost DJ.
Oh my gosh, hi DJ. Hi John.
They're both gone.
They both gone. But if they came back...
The power of Skype. We're trying to get them back.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Yeah. John Johnson and especially DJ Verrett had few myths, flu myths for us. And some of them is... the question was, you can get the flu from the flu shot. And mm-hmm. we were supposed to talk about this. What do you think? Can we or we cannot?
Well, the one thing I know, you could use the avocado for beauty. You know, you could put it on your face and... They say it's really good for moisture and to look
it's
pretty. I think you put avocado, Ilona, on your face. Tell me the truth.
Yes, and I'm endorsing maybe not avocado, but all my life I'm using Nivea. And
oh,
this
you
is
told
a cream
me.
Of my choice. And I don't know. I know my skin looks pretty good. My mother's
you
skin.
Do.
And, you know, my daughter, I made her to use this cream. I don't know what's so good about it, but Nivea does the trick. I think has keeping water in moisture in on the top of your skin. That's what they say in Europe. Then I just love this cream. It's not expensive. Works for me. It works for my whole family. It works in a half woman in Europe.
Then I think that's the bottom line. No, yeah. When you talk to older ladies, they always give you these simple recipes. And their skin is, like, super nice.
And you know what I'm also using? I know we are trying to get back. Dr. DJ Verrett, maybe we'll not get together him back, but we'll talk about flu. Hopefully he's not getting sick on us. But also lemon juice on the skin. Sometimes people say, why you have so nice hands? I do that. Every time when I squeeze lemon, I always put on the top of my hands and just really give you a little bit like whiter shade and just smooth.
It would burn. It would burn my.
No, will not. You need to take this off.
Well, of course, and if you don't have any open wounds, like, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty.
If you eat your nails and then you put lemon, then it's going to.
I don't do that. And of course, I would love to come back to your career because it seems like we have some trouble to get our guest back, but we have more time to talk about your life.
Thank
you know,
you.
I know that you are in LA right now. You said you'll be moving right now to another part of the town to do your daily show.
Yes.
What is this move?
Well, we usually work in Glendale, and now they're planning to move the radio and the TV together. So this is near, like an hour. It's like an hour away from where I live.
Okay, but on another hand, will this be easier for you or a little bit harder right now?
Harder because it's more traffic. And that's the only thing I don't like about
when
LA.
When do you start your work day?
At
what
10
time?
O'clock, but it's still. It's 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9.
Yeah.
It's traffic going through downtown.
And how long takes your day?
Like an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, to get there. But then you are on air.
And then on air, I'm 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then after, I have to record for... I do a show for Vegas after my show.
Oh, God.
So it's kind of like...
That's pretty
big. But what I've learned is that in this career, you have to be willing to change a lot of times in different senses. You know, you change in formats, you change in buildings, you change even in cities, you know. I've
what
been
about
here.
People? Are you getting like used to the same people around, and then you need to like move to another place? You don't have the same working people around you. You feel sad, or you are just in your room like we are here right now with four great microphones and a group of people? And what is really is this a lonely business or not? What do
well,
you think?
I love to be surrounded by people. I love to be in a studio like this.
Yeah.
And usually when I'm on air for 5 hours, I'm alone. Nobody.
Oh.
I don't have a board up or anything. And
that's
but
tough.
My career is about being with people. So I don't get I do not get bored being surrounded by
You're on air for 5 hours straight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because it's more musical, so I'm by myself. You know, it's not like you have your board up and you're talking to someone. It's just
that
you.
Makes me sad by yourself in this studio, all alone.
I will.
Boy.
No, isn't that sad?
We'll be calling to her from time to time.
Yes,
she will
you
be
can
not.
Go and visit me or just.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
We can call in, of course, and say hi. Okay, yeah. Can we do this?
So, well, I think you're absolutely amazing, Stephanie. I think you're just such a really amazing person. You're so down to earth and you're grounded and you're. I just think really great things are just in store for you. You've got a great career. And I like how you give back, and I just think, yeah, your parents should be very proud of you.
Thank you. And you know, one of the things, Ilona, that people always said, you know, when you're in radio and then you start doing a little TV, people start talking, and they're like, oh, now you think you're all that because you're on TV. They would just tease me. Okay. But one of the first things that some people told me was, like, never lose your ground. Your feet, you know, do not think you're the megastar. And I've tried to do that. Now that I'm in L.A., I see so many people with their big heads. And I can't get used to that. And it's people that their big heads make them do bad things. Or bad things because of ambition. Yeah. And it's sad.
Oh, boy. In my
so I try
and
to.
And it's not only in entertainment. I think it's pretty much in any environment, even physician.
So it is L.A.?
Doctor,
do you think it's Los Angeles?
Dr. DJ, you're right, but we have you. And we need to get some questions. We have 5 minutes left of the show, and I think we can cover some flu myths. Then we would like to know, the question is, can you get the flu from the flu shots? I think no, because why? I don't want to get sick when somebody's giving me something to not get sick. That's not fair. Then I hope medicine is better than it. But what we are thinking, what do you think, Eddie? If you get shot in your arms, can you have a chance to get sick because of that?
I'm hoping I can get better. I wouldn't want to get more sick.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think, Stephanie?
Well, I do not want to talk more than I should, but I think the flu shot has some background that does make some people get sick.
Yeah, and I know we have Stephanie Mack, and she had some very bad, you know, problems with
that's
that.
A great,
Stephanie had a
that's
bad
a great
reaction.
Question. Yeah, because I've heard people say they got the fever and stuff from the flu shot, and so I don't know if it's true or not.
Actually, it is not true. As it turns out, there are two different flu shots. There are two different flu vaccines you can get. One is a shot, which is actually a dead virus. The other is a nasal spray, which is a live virus, but it's genetically altered so that it can infect people. But what does happen, and this is why people think that they get the flu, the most common side effect of the flu vaccine is generalized malaise or just not feeling well. And that is why most people think that they got the flu from the flu shot, or it's also given at a time when colds are very common and the symptoms of a cold overlap the symptoms of the flu. So you may actually have a cold, but not really the flu.
So I think that's an important thing for people to know, right? Because I think some people think that you're getting live flu, like a live virus when you get that shot, but it's not live. It's
right. Well, the shot itself is dead virus. The inhaled, the nasal spray is actually a live virus, but it's been changed so that your body identifies it as the flu, creates the antibodies that can fight the flu, but that what you inhale cannot actually infect you and replicate and create more flu virus.
Okay. Well, I guess, Stephanie, you don't worry about the flu because you're in a studio all by yourself for 5 hours a day, and you're, like, isolated. You're in isolation.
You are so bad. I actually, if I get the flu and then I don't go to work, then I don't make money, so I try not to get
no flu. Okay, next question I hope we have for one or two. I got my flu shot last year, so I think I don't need one this year. You know, I understand we're supposed to take every year, but every year is different type of flu. How do I know that I'm getting right shot for the right type of a flu, or I'm completely wrong? Okay, Dr. DJ, tell us. We need to do every year?
You actually bring up a great point. So what the flu vaccine is about 1 or 2 years in advance. 1 or 2 years ago, the group of scientists got together and predicted what strain of the flu virus would be the predominant strain this year. And they put together 3 or 4 strains that they thought would be the predominant strains, and they created vaccines against it. Now, most of the time they're correct, but not all the time. And there's more than just one flu virus. There's actually a whole lot of hundreds, if not more, flu viruses out there. So even though you get immunized against the flu this year doesn't mean that next year you're going to be immunized against the flu as well. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when the H1N1 virus hit in the last couple of years, people who were immunized back in the 1960s were immunized against a flu strain that was very similar to the H1N1 virus, so they were actually immune, even though they hadn't had that flu shot in 40 or 50 years.
That's amazing. And vitamins crazy. And herbs.
Well, Stephanie, I just have to say, you're so amazing. We're so honored that you came on our show. Some of your caliber, and I got to tell you, you're so charismatic. It really just comes through. It comes through the radio. It really does. You've got such a great personality. So, thank you so much for honoring us today with coming on our show.
No, thank you.
We're very humbled by you.
It was so fun to come and be part of a show instead of being alone in a studio like you say, like lonely and sad.
And again, I know John Johnson, you will be here this week and next week, and I hope we can get some lunch together and see all of us face to face with Scott. And
we're gonna have Master P on the show.
Oh
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, Master P is going to be on the show next week.
This is on the 12th.
Do you know Master P?
This big rapper will be having very, very, very unusual show full of amazing guests. And we are booked right now so much ahead with amazing, amazing guests. And I'm just so proud of Accent On growing so beautifully and just so many people accepting after our invitations to be our guest. Okay, before we say bye, I know I'm stretching the show a little bit too much. I need to know from Dr. DJ, vitamins and herbs can cure the flu or not?
Cannot. Flu is caused by a virus. You can't cure it just with vitamins or herbs.
Okay, and older people need flu shots?
The CDC recommendation, Centers for Disease Control, says anyone over 6 years of age, particularly the elderly and healthcare workers, because they are at the most risk for the flu, but anyone over the age of six should actually get the flu shot.
Okay, you need antibiotics?
When people say elderly, now they mean somebody like older than me, right? Like, I'm not elderly yet, right? Am I?
No. I'm.
You are not elderly yet. Over the age of
65. Okay, good. Okay.
55? That's elderly already?
I will never take a flu shot in this situation.
All right. Thanks again, Stephanie and Alona. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
See you soon. Next week. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye bye, Dallas. Bye bye, Maui.
Wow.
And Los Angeles. I wanted to say Las Vegas. Good night.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.